Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper switch up in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, with crisp transients, dusty mids, and a structure that still makes sense in a DJ mix. A switch up is that moment where the track flips energy without losing momentum. It's not a full stop, it's more like a controlled swerve. You keep the groove alive, but the phrase changes enough to wake everybody up. In this style, that usually means a new drum idea, a reordered break, a bass call and response, or a short arrangement twist that keeps dancers locked in. What we want here is not just raw power. We want a section that feels gritty, tight, and useful in a mix. Something you can drop into a set, ride for a while, and then bring the energy back up even harder. So let's start by setting up the session. Open a new Live 12 set and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM for that classic jungle and old school DNB feel. If you wanted a little more driving and modern, you can go up to 174 to 178 BPM. Either way, we're aiming for a pace that has urgency but still leaves room for the groove to breathe. Create separate tracks for drums, break layer, sub bass, mid bass or res, effects and atmos, plus a delay return and a reverb return. That separation matters. A switch up needs control. If everything is all over one track, your transients get blurred and your dusty texture turns into a fog. Keeping the elements split lets you shape the drums, bass, and atmosphere with purpose. Now let's build the drum foundation, because in jungle the drums carry the story. A really strong approach is a breakbeat plus one-shot reinforcement. So you can drop a breakbeat into simpler, switch it to slice mode, and slice it by transient or beat. If you want, map those slices into a drum rack so you can play them and rearrange them more freely. That gives you a flexible base to work from. For processing, think crisp first, then dirty. Use EQA to clean up the bottom end, maybe to high pass around 30 to 40 Hz, and cut any muddy resonance in the 200 to 400 Hz range if it's getting boxy. Then use drum bus to add punch. Keep the drive moderate and push the transients up so the attack comes through. A little saturator after that can add density and keep the break sounding solid. If needed, use Simpler's envelope and sample start controls to shorten the hit and make it snappier. Then a glue compressor with just a touch of gain reduction can pull the whole break together without flattening it. The key thing here is this. Let the transient speak first. That snare crack, that kick edge, that initial hit should jump out before the body and dirt underneath it. If you compress too hard, you lose that jungle snap. And if the transients get lazy, the whole switch up loses its bite. Next, reinforce the break with some one-shots. Old-school DNB often works best when the sampled break has character, but the kick and snare still hit like they mean it. So layer a clean kick and a solid snare or clap underneath the break. You can even add a ghost snare or rim for movement. For the kick, use EQA to boost a little around 50 to 80 Hz if it needs more weight, and cut some boxiness around 250 Hz. A touch of drum bus transients can help it punch without getting too hard. Keep the saturation light. For the snare, high pass around 100 to 150 Hz, add some presence in the 2 to 5 kHz range, and give it a bit of drum bus transient boost. If you want a little old skull tail, a subtle reverb or corpus can help, but don't wash it out. You want the snare to feel strong and dusty, not smeared. A good groove also depends on swing. Use Groove Pool and try an MPC style 16 swing or subtle shuffle around 54 to 58%. Keep it understated. Jungle feels best when the swing is felt more than noticed. If you overdo it, the groove gets clumsy instead of alive. Now let's get into the dusty mids, because that's where the old school character really lives. The dusty mid range is what makes the switch up sound like it came from an old dub plate, a worn tape, or a cray-digged sample. That feeling can come from vinyl crackle, chopped amen fragments, degraded percussion loops, radio noise, room tone, or a filtered melodic stab. The important thing is that it sits in the middle of the mix and tells a story over time. Put that texture on its own track and treat it with discipline. Use EQA to high pass around 120 to 180 Hz and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. If it gets boxy, dip a bit around 400 to 700 Hz. Then add a little redux or erosion for grit, but only subtly. Auto filter is great for movement, especially band pass or low pass automation. A touch of saturator can add harmonic life, and a short reverb can give it space without turning it into wash. If it clouds the center too much, use utility to narrow the width. What you're aiming for is not just noise. You want something worn, sampled, compressed by time, and still musical. The midrange should feel dusty, but not muddy. Present, but not fighting the hats and snare. Think of it as the storytelling zone of the arrangement. You can filter it down in the setup, open it a little in the transition, then tuck it back and once the groove returns, now onto the bass, and this part is crucial. A switch up falls apart if the bass stays too full all the time. You need space for the drums to change shape. Use two layers, a clean sub and a mid bass or res. For the sub, keep it simple. Operator or wave eatable with a sine wave works well. Make it mono with utility, and keep it clean. If needed, a very light saturator can help it read on smaller speakers. The goal is solid foundation, not flashy movement. For the mid bass, build movement and attitude. A detuned saw stack, restyle patch, or something similar in wave-eatable or operator can work. Use auto filter for automation, chorus ensemble for width, and saturator for aggression. Then EQ it so it stays out of the sub range, with a high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, and tame any harshness around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz if it gets sharp. For the actual switch up, think about interruption. Cut the bass completely for one bar, or reduce it to sub only, or filter it down and bring it back on the snare hit. Even a tiny pause can make the return feel huge. Contrast is everything here. A lot of the power comes from what you take away, not just what you add. Now let's arrange the 16-bar switch-up. Bars 1 through 8 are your main groove. Full breakbeat, sub-bass, restrained mid-bass, a little atmosphere, maybe a simple stab or hook if you want it. Bars 9 through 12 are the variation. Change the drum pattern. Remove one important break slice. Add a fill every two bars. Open the bass filter a little. Bring the dusty mids forward so they feel more exposed. Bars 13 and 14 are the tension section. Pull the sub out. Leave just the top break fragments and the texture. Add a snare roll or half-time percussion. Bring in a riser or noise sweep if you want, and maybe increase the reverb send a touch. Bars 15 and 16 are the re-entry setup. Mute most things. Leave one final snare hit, rim or vocal chop. Give it a short moment of space. Then hit the impact sample or bass pickup right on the downbeat so the return feels earned. That phrasing is important, especially if you're building a DJ tool. DJs need sections they can read. They want clear 4, 8, and 16 bar logic. They want to mix into it and out of it cleanly. Even when the energy changes, the structure should still feel usable. Automation is what makes the switch up feel intentional instead of random. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the dusty mids. Send more reverb on a break fragment. Throw a little delay on a vocal hit or rim shot. Pull the bass filter down and then open it again. Push drum bus transients slightly during the switch. Drop the utility gain in the breakdown if you want the space to feel larger. Small moves usually work better than giant sweeps in D&B. A slow filter opening, a sudden bass cut, a quick reverb rise, then a dry pickup before the drop returns. That kind of shape feels musical and focused. If this is going to be used as a DJ tool, keep it practical. Strong intro and outro behavior. Clear phrasing. Avoid overpacking fills every bar. Leave at least one stable version of the groove that is easy to mix. Keep the low end centered and clean. Utility, EQ 8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, echo, reverb, Simpler and drum rack are your core stock tools for this kind of work. And here's the big sound design balance to keep checking. Do the snare transients cut through right away? Are the mids dusty rather than muddy? Is the low end stable when the arrangement changes, and does the switch up actually create contrast without killing the groove? If you can answer yes to those, you're in the right zone. A useful test is to listen at low volume. If the section still feels urgent when quiet, your transient balance is probably working. That's a really good sign. Also, think in layers of attention. The listener should notice the drum edge first, then the texture, then the bass movement. If everything screams at once, the switch up loses impact. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't overprocess the break. Too much compression, saturation, and clipping can flatten the life out of it. Don't let the mids get muddy around 200 to 800 Hz. Don't keep the bass constant the whole way through. Don't throw in a fill every bar. And keep the sub mono, always. Wide low end is a fast way to make the whole thing feel weak in a clubbed system. If you want to push this darker, there are some great tricks. Use silence like a weapon. Even a quarter bar or half bar dropout before the switch can make the return hit much harder. Clip the drums, not the master. Use a hostile mid texture, maybe a distorted res noise or metallic field recording, band limited into the darker mid range. Let the snare define the drop, and use reverse effects sparingly so it feels intentional, not generic. For practice, try building a 16-bar switch-up in under 20 minutes using only stock Ableton devices. One break layer, one kick reinforcement, one snare reinforcement, 1 sub, 1 dusty texture, and 1 automation move. Bars 1 through 8, full groove. Bars 9 through 12, remove 1 element. Bars 13 and 14, strip it down. Bars 15 and 16, create a restart queue. Keep the sub mono, keep the texture band limited, and use at least 1 automation lane. If you want a challenge, make 2 versions, 1 cleaner, more DJ ready, and 1 dirtier, more warehouse-like. Compare which one hits harder at low volume, which one feels more authentic, and which one would actually work better in a set. So to wrap it up, a strong DNB switch up in Ableton Live 12 is all about contrast, control, and phrasing. Crisp transients give you the punch, dusty mids give you the jungle character. Bass restraint gives the arrangement room to breathe. Clear 4, 8, and 16 bar structure makes it DJ friendly. And automation, dropouts, and subtle movement make the whole thing feel alive.